If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Can they make it pay off here? Allen running and throws, and it's caught by Gabe Davis in the end zone. Knox in the backfield as well, the tight end. Play action, fires, caught. Diggs for the score.
Welcome to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski with you on this Football Friday. This week flew by. So much good football to get to. I cannot wait. Pretty good night for me. The only bet that did not hit was Josh Allen over on the rushing, but under on attempts, under on longest completion. So probably should have, I don't know, going over on Josh Allen, maybe I'm probably not the smartest thing I did. I'll get to Joe O's bets last night and his reaction in just a second. Pam Maldonado from Yahoo Sports will join us, as she does every Friday, with her favorite college football plays for championship weekend. And our guy, the yellow mustard lover, the Green Bay Packers defender, Ryan Horvath, will join us for not just one segment, ladies and gentlemen, an entire hour. We're treated to Horvy on this Friday. I might have to eat French fries and yellow mustard for this. Cannot wait. From 10 to 11, Horvy will be with us. I am really curious his take big picture on Aaron Rodgers and this quarterback situation in Green Bay. Can't wait to talk to him about that. So Horvy will also give us his favorite pro and college plays for the weekend. So I have a feeling there'll be some trash talk as well. Joe Ostrowski, you were on Bills -3.5. So that was successful. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like the Bills controlled the entire game. You know, they ended up having the ball like 38 minutes compared to about 21 when it was all said and done. But they just controlled it from start to finish.
No doubt. And unfortunately, why did I let Joe G talk me into the over? Why did I do that? We need to stop.
Yeah, a banged up Josh Allen. Just... why are we doing overs?
But with as far as the play, I thought it played out exactly how I expected, which I want to get to in a second. On the Allen rushing yards, I mean, a lot of times people will make excuses like, oh, it was the right play, just didn't hit. I feel that way about that specific prop. I mean, he ended up having 8 rushes in the night. They ran the ball much more than they passed it, something we don't see. It was like, it felt like a divisional matchup. Let's get the hell out of Dodge with a victory. And that's what they did, and they were able to cover the spread for the people that backed the Bills in that one. But he got 8 rushes. You go into that game against a team that has trouble with mobile quarterbacks. You're telling me he's going to have 8 to 10 rushes because he had 10 last week. That's why I bring that up. 8 to 10, I still feel pretty good because I think one of those he's going to bust for a long one. The problem was he averaged only 2.5 yards at each of those attempts last night. So I don't think that was the worst play. It just didn't hit. But the Bills, I just didn't understand why that number kept dropping all day. It was going on throughout the week. But then yesterday, even at game time, It was all the way down to 3.5, and it never made sense to me. Both teams had a full week to prep, and you're right, it was Buffalo domination. They ran 21 more plays. They had 115 more total yards. They had 37 rushes compared to 33 pass attempts, controlled the clock. They had the ball for 38 minutes in the game, and they're in first place by themselves for the moment. We'll see what happens with Miami in the AFC East at 9-3. I think there's a lot to take away. There's a whole bunch on the Patriots side with Matt Patricia and how that's going to end up, and Mac Jones screaming on the sideline, how the run game sucks and they need to pass the ball and he keeps calling run plays. But a similar handicap to last week, and that this is how I'm going to treat the Patriots moving forward. If they're going against a bad quarterback, I'll consider the Patriots. If they're going against an above average to very good quarterback, which is where Josh Allen falls, I'm going against them every single time. They're 6-6, and their 6 losses are against good quarterbacks, and their 6 wins are against trash quarterbacks. They lost to Josh Allen last night. I'll still put Cousins above average. You know, Fields pretty good, mobile quarterback. Rodgers, Lamar, Tua, lost them all. They beat Zach Wilson twice. They beat Ellinger, Brissett, Goff, and Trubisky. And Brissett's been better than most people expected. But that's just what the Patriots are, and that's why I push back on the idea that this is an elite defense. They're a good defense against terrible quarterback play, but against some of the best, they're nowhere in that conversation.
Yeah, actually, I mean, you look at defense DVOA, New England does have number 2 here, but in terms of just team total DVOA, Buffalo 1 and New England 11. So, you know, it does seem like on paper all the way around the Bills side was the play when you take a look at it. I think for me what I do is I've got to like erase the history. I have Bill Belichick and like, you know, what he's been able to do in the past with Tom Brady still in my head, and it makes me second guess. Like, oh, is this team just going to be really good all of a sudden? And it's like, no, those days are gone. Like, this is a different Patriots regime now, and I can't just keep waiting for this, like, switch to go on. I mean, there is the Bill Belichick, you know, X factor here, but I just don't think it can happen with this roster, not with Mac Jones either.
Oh, no. Where? How can they have explosive plays? They can't. Their explosive plays come via the run game. And early in the season, they were doing it via the pass, but that's just not happening. And by the way, this Bills defense is not the defense of last year. They've had a lot of issues, and they still couldn't do anything offensively. Yeah. I'll say this. So now the Bills are one game behind Kansas City in the loss column. And we know they faced off, Bills victorious, so they would own the tiebreaker there. One game behind KC for that one seed. If the Bills can figure this out and they get the one and Josh Allen performs very well in the last 5 games, they're the one seed in the better conference. Josh Allen can win the MVP, and he's still 14-1 this morning.
Wow, that's weird.
I think he can. I think he can re-enter that conversation. Right now, he's not part of it. Mahomes is the odds-on favorite. But if they can get that one seed from Kansas City and Allen balls out, and by the way, he's playing the Bears defense in a couple of weeks.
So he'll be balling Allen, out.
Allen's going to be up there. He's going to be up there if they get the one. I'm just saying. He should.
So. I mean, I think the Bills are the best team in the AFC, and then it's the Chiefs and the Bengals probably. So I don't understand why you can get so much value on Josh Allen at 14-1 for MVP. It seems like that's something I might bet now in the next break.
So my question, after this week, where did the Chiefs lose? Yeah, the Broncos twice, the Seahawks, the Raiders. Right. Not just where do they lose, like terrible defenses. I think the number is a play. Yes. I'm just asking on the Mahomes side, where do they lose? Where does he stumble?
Do you think they sweep this 3-game road trip, which starts in Cincinnati on Sunday?
If they don't win, only if they lose this weekend. Are they losing in Denver? Are they losing in Houston? I mean,
I don't know, but you don't see teams sweep a 3-game road trip very often.
Right, but we are talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah. And I still
understand the point.
AFC. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. But all right, well, how the Bills wrap up? Do they have to sweep out to get the one? Chiefs are going to lose again, right? We don't have them going 15-2, do we?
Again, I think it's a play on this weekend, maybe. The Bills still have the Bengals. Now, that might not be a bad thing. If it's a up and down, you know, primetime game, Burrow and Allen going toe-to-toe, putting up yards and points, that's his last kind of showcase. I see that.
Oh, he's going to beat Mike White next week. I'll tell you that much.
Sure. And then he's got Tua. I'm looking forward to that Miami game.
And that offensive line is going to be a mess. Like, that could be a Bills spot, too. Bears.
And then you got the Bears. Should be a layup. Bengals.
That Monday night game, not that I want to eliminate Mahomes from the conversation because that's dumb. Same thing with Hurts. But what if that's for the MVP? Bengals win this weekend, then Burrow's in it. That could be
path.
Week 17. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's still open. I think the odds want to suggest that it's Mahomes. This is open to like five guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So a lot of football left.
Yeah.
But so the number's enticing, but it's a tough path for you, for Allen.
Yeah, I think you're if you like the Bengals this weekend, you might as well hit Allen. I think you need an L this weekend, though, by the Chiefs.
And how hard is it going to be to knock off Mahomes? I mean, Tyreek Hill leaving and everyone, you know, kind of like, oh, they're going to take a step back. They're not going to be as good. And here's Mahomes, you know, basically doing it again, showing he doesn't need a star wide receiver.
And then there's the other part. Well, okay, so if Minnesota gets the one in the NFC, there's nobody that can win the MVP on the Vikings. So that would really help the case for Allen or Mahomes. Now, if Philadelphia gets the one, then Hurts is going to have a really strong case. Mm-hmm. So this is why I don't think Tua is really part of this conversation. I know he's third in the odds right now, but as we talk this through and what could
Allen
happen,
should be.
Well, Tua's the least likely of all these names that we're throwing out here. Even though he's third in odds, I'd push him down a little bit right now.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, if you want to make a case for Tua, he's got to win this weekend with, like, just throw his way over the Niners, like, with a banged up offensive line, like, go crazy. Then he's got the Chargers in prime time. You know, that could be a shootout. And then beat the Bills. That, but he's got to win those three games. That, and talk about a three-game road trip that ends in
they have one, too. What is with all these? Wow.
Man.
So and their faces are you going to bet it 14-1? Josh Allen MVP?
Got a whole show.
I think you got to do it now. I saw some sites already shorten the number a little bit. I think it depends on what you think is going to happen with Bills Bengals this weekend. If you think the Bengals could win, boy, Burrow's live. But then if you think the Bengals can win, I'd also be more likely to bet on Josh Allen because that means Mahomes could falter.
Yeah.
So there's a lot.
I just love how Josh Allen and this Bills team is playing. I saw this piece right before the game started during the pregame show about how Josh Allen has like a different handshake with every player. And then he talked about how Dawson Knox and him do this awkward prom celebration where Dawson Knox like puts his hands around his waist. Like he's just having fun. And I love that about this Bills team. And I can relate because just last week, Joe Giglio and I had some awkward prom pics. We had our team photo day. Here we are.
Oh, dear God. Wait, why are you so mad?
I look really mad. I don't look photogenic at all in that picture. I did not pick that, but, you know.
Oh, did they tell you? Did they tell
RBF?
You to make, like, serious?
That's what I have there, a little RBF.
I figured I'd do one serious and one fun one. Where's the other one, Gerch? There we go. There's happy.
I'm happy again. But yeah, look at that.
Was Paul the photo director or whatever they're called? Is that what was happening?
No, we had a professional. He was there.
Well, you said I figured one serious, one happy. So I thought you were directing the show here. That's what I was wondering.
I mean, imagining Paul in the corner like, okay, now do a silly one.
I kind of was like, all right, now let's do some goofy ones, and just threw out some phrases. I was directing a little bit. I was producing a little bit.
See, he can't relinquish control for a minute. He's taking over the photo shoot.
That photo does not scream watch or listen to our show. We both look so mad.
We've got a good one of Horvy, though, too, as well, that we can we can bring in when he's here.
Bring in later.
We don't have it now.
How awkward was it? Because I hate these things. I had the Christmas photo shoot over the weekend. I hate these things. What? How was it awkward at all?
Yeah, it's like turn your chin like to this angle
and lean in a little and tilt your chin up. Yeah, you feel kind of like a phony.
<There's Orby.
laughs> Oh, yeah.
Were there
stallions?
I have thoughts on this, and I will save them for when he's on, but I have some comments.
I mean, I'm sorry, but none of these
No, you aren't. Why are you lying?
Rival the Donkster. None of them do.
Which we also have.
Yes.
Yes! Best photo of the day. Donkster stays winning. I love that guy.
What is happening? Amazing. What is this? What is going on?
It's Football Friday. We're having fun. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Watch us live 24/7 on the BetQL Network right here on the Odyssey app. We'll dive into every game on the Week 13 card, starting with my Commanders. My Commanders.
Ha! Oh, my.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.